Welcome back in to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth, we're here with you on this Friday morning. And it is Friday morning at 8 o'clock, and that means it's time to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our man, Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD, and Talking with TD. TD, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? I didn't have a hip-hop start to my morning today. I listened to a little Teddy Pendergrass, Wake Up Everybody, and you know what? I'm ready to go.
You sound ready to go. That's how you start your morning there, TD, and we're glad that you're joining us to be a part of it here on the show. TD, Arthur Smith in Atlanta, Dean Pease joining him as the defensive coordinator. Are you surprised by this? Are you surprised Dean Pease is joining him down there with the Falcons? What do you think of all this and the staff that Arthur Smith is putting together?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I think it's just something that Dean Pease is doing to help Arthur Smith and also to scratch that itch that he had. You know, when you love football and when you've coached it for longer than a lot of people have been alive, if you're away from it, you miss it. And we knew that he missed the game. Just look at when he went to that Titans-Bears game, and you could just it was pretty obvious that he missed football. So I think that's really what it is. A lot of people are going to look at it as a slight on my – I don't think that's the case at all. Mike Vrabel said it himself. He didn't have the heart to try to talk him out of retirement again. And even if he did reach out to him this time, I don't think it was really a comfortable situation for Dean Pease. You know, one thing about Coach Pease – in my opinion, and just in my encounters with him, you know, dating back to a couple years together in Baltimore when I was covering the Ravens, he's a selfless person. And I don't think that he would have been comfortable coming back in here and taking over and possibly impeding the progress that Shane Bowen had. So in my opinion, that's really what it came down to. It's an awesome thing for Arthur Smith, you know, because now Coach Art could just really let that defense be and focus on the offense. He is calling the plays, but he'll be able to touch base with Coach Pease, but he could trust that thing is just going to be operating smoothly.
So TD, where do you think it goes here then? Do you feel like there's any chance or any, you know, reason for Shane Bowen to just get the title? Do you think that Mike Vrabel should be open to, you know, a scheme change, someone with a different defense who just is an up-and-coming defensive coordinator who he could maybe hand that off to? How do you think this turns out on that side of the ball?
You know, to be honest with you, I think Shane Bowen is going to get the title. I really do. I think that's what's going to end up happening. And I don't think it's a terrible idea. I think we have to remember, you know, 2018 to 2019, under Dean Pease, the defense improved, and it improved because guys got an opportunity to play in the system for a second year. They started to play faster, and things just worked that way. Now, I'm not saying Shane Bowen is Dean Pease. Trust me, I'm definitely not saying that. But I think they're going to give Bowen and company a chance to take another crack at it. That's how I look at it, and I think they're going to do some things to bring in the necessary horses to be able to run that race. That's something I've said over and over again. You can't run the race when you don't have horses, right? You know, it's not going to happen. And let's be honest, they didn't really have that last year. Now, granted, you know, there are guys like Jim Leonard from Wisconsin that would, you know, be a pretty interesting situation if he came in. There are other older guys, you know, veteran guys like Wade Phillips or Romeo Crennel that I think would work. But I really think Mike Vrabel wants to have his fingerprint on that defense. And I'm not sure that could happen with a veteran coordinator coming in. So I think, you know, Shane Bowen, the two of them date back to their days with Houston. And I think it's just an equal level as far as the philosophy is concerned and just making things happen that way.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And TD, some movement this week in the Titans division. Phillip Rivers announcing his retirement. And there have been some rumors out there about maybe some potential trade targets that Indianapolis could pursue at the quarterback position. Matthew Stafford involved. People have thrown out Carson Wentz, Sam Darnold, Matt Ryan even potentially, depending on what the Falcons do at quarterback. If you're a Titans fan, which option that the Colts could pursue scares you the most and why?
Well, I tell you what, if that team, and it's not going to happen, but if you're just looking at all options, you absolutely do not want Deshaun Watson to go to the Colts.
Oh, no.
You know, because, and I was thinking about it this morning, you know, it's funny because the Colts, or rather the Texans, their playbook is pretty much, you know, hey, Deshaun, go out there and make something happen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he's still doing what he did. He had a phenomenal season last year. Imagine him behind an offensive line, and imagine because they have a bunch of money. They have a bunch of space to sign a guy like an Allen Robinson, or even what if they signed Corey Davis and turn around and got Deshaun Watson? Remember that old commercial? TJ, who's your mama? That's what the Colts would be saying.
Oh, my gosh. I hadn't even thought about these. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking about Stafford. Like, yeah, imagine Watson. And that's quite a nightmare scenario. What do you think about the whole Watson saga, TD?
It's so unfortunate. And, you know, a lot of people are going to look at Watson and call him a brat and call him this, that, and the third. But I would look at it like this. Let's say one of you guys, you guys were starting a new show and management told you, hey, we're going to have you involved with the selection process. You know, I really value your input. I want you to, you know, have something to do with who we choose to be your partner. And then a couple of days later, you find out that somebody else is your partner.
Yeah.
And it was never told to you. I think you have to look at it through those glasses to really understand why Watson is upset. And I get it, man. And then let's say the whole reason you were in that situation was because, your co-host was, you know, let go. Right? They told him they wanted him to go to another station. I mean, that's really what happened. Hopkins was traded, and then he was told that he would be involved. He wasn't. And now, you know, as he said, he was on two, but he's at 10 now.
Yeah. I mean, it's been crazy to watch and fascinating to see where that's going to go from here. TD, we had a very passionate discussion earlier in the show about the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Now, Tom Brady is widely regarded as the GOAT. Joe Rexroad does not buy into that. Obviously, there's more that goes into quarterbacks than just winning and rings. But if you had to identify your greatest quarterback of all time, who would you say?
Man, it's hard not to say Tom Brady.
But
you know what? I want to say Tom Brady. And this is the first time I've done that. Normally, I go with Joe Montana. But I'm going to say Tom Brady. I really am, just because you look at everything. I mean, if you want a guy, he could push the ball down the field with the best of them. The timing passing game is awesome. He could hit that deep in-breaking route. He could throw, we could drive it outside the numbers, and low-key, quiet as kept, he's one of the best short yardage runners in the league, and he's been that way for like 10 years. I think I would have to go with Brady. And, you know, he's a guy that you could let him call the play. I would love to be his coordinator. Hey, man, you go out. Hey, that's another one. You say, hey, Tom, just go out there and make something happen. and you'll win. So I got to say Brady, and wow, I can't believe I'm saying that over Joe Montana, because for years and years and years, I've had so many debates where I said Montana was the – hey, I'm going with Tom Brady.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what? At least that – see, that was analysis, though. That was not, let me count the rings. Oh, he's number one. So you know what? I appreciate that. And hey, it's a debate.
You are backpedaling like Deion Sanders right now.
Not at all. Not at all. I don't have a problem with someone saying Tom Brady's the GOAT. I have a problem with someone saying, oh, there's no question, six rings. He's the GOAT. That's my problem. So if you want to get in and dig in on it like TD just did, great. I mean, of course he has a case. Of course he has a case to be the GOAT. I just reject. Like, again, this is Stillman does this. Oh, of course he's the GOAT. Six rings. That's it. No, there's a lot more to it. And I mean, like for me, TD, my number one is Peyton Manning. I just think he was a better quarterback than Tom Brady. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, but Montana, that's great. Elway, I mean, it's –
yeah, got to mention Elway.
Yeah, it's, and we got some guys right now who are going to be there.
My favorite all time is Steve Young. Yes, that's my favorite. I always loved Steve Young, man. That run against the Rams, you know, where he ran through the whole team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've always loved Steve Young.
Well, we talked about that earlier, TD. So, you know, like Montana, for example, like I think Steve Young was more talented than Montana. You know, obviously mm-hmm. he was more athletic. But, you know, Montana achieved more. You know, so yeah. like how do you – and I also think Montana – that West Coast offense at that time was the – that was the thing, right? I mean –
it certainly was, yeah.
You know, there's so many factors that go into this.
Yeah, I love – the reason why, you know, both of those guys, Montana and Brady are so high for me is because no moment was ever too big. I mean, imagine being in a huddle at the Super Bowl and somebody – during a timeout, you know, and your quarterback saying, "Hey, look, there's John Candy."
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Those are the types of things like that just settles everything down. And the guys have said that multiple times, like on that drive against the Bengals in '88. You know, and John Taylor, one of my favorite receivers of all time, caught the touchdown before that drive started. That was what Montana said, and they said it. That really just calmed the moment and put it in perspective.
That is a great – that's a great moment. Great line.
All right, TD, last thing for you here. I'm going to put you on the spot. Conference championship weekend. Who wins this weekend? What is the Super Bowl matchup when we come in here on Monday?
Oh, it's simple. That's not putting me on the spot at all. It's Chiefs and Packers. I think that's what it comes down to. I feel Patrick Mahomes is going to play, and I just think the Chiefs, their defense is being just completely slept upon. And when you have a defense that – you know, has Chris Jones, Tyrann Mathieu, you know, so strong up the middle and quietly a good play from a guy like Rashad Breeland. You know, I think they're going to be too much for the Bills. And it's going to, you know, the carriage is going to turn back into a pumpkin for them. You know, I don't see them going to the Super Bowl. And just with the Packers, man, Aaron Rodgers is playing better than anybody right now. And Devontae Adams. So I see them, you know, clashing, and it's going to be one of those old-school throwback Packers and Chiefs as far as the franchises are concerned in the Super Bowl. And I think the Chiefs win, and Andy Reid retires, and Eric Bieniemy rightfully gets a head coaching
job. Ooh, nice. I like that. Very all nice. Right. That's Call Your Shot Friday. That's a great shot from TD to end the segment here. ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD and Talking with TD, Teron Davenport, has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. TD, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us. Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, for sure, man. You guys have a great one. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport, one of the best in the business, joins us every Friday here at 8 o'clock. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what TD had to say there. Get into Dean Pees a little bit more. How upset are Titans fans? Where do they go from here at defensive coordinator? And also, get into what the new head coach of the Detroit Lions said yesterday. Man, was it weird in his press conference. All that coming up. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.